Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll have lots of sunshine for your Friday, highs warming into the upper 40s. Clear skies tonight, 28 for a low. We're in the mid-50s on Saturday. Beautiful day, lots of sunshine. Clear skies Saturday night, 30 for your low. Sunday, sunshine, 45 for a high. Breezy winds increasing throughout the day. I'm meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, 45 degrees.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News.
The American Farm Bureau and more than 60 other organizations urging Congress to extend tax provisions that promote biofuel production, as well as craft brewery, wineries, and distilleries. Among more than 30 temporary tax provisions, known as those tax extenders, they're set to expire at the end of the year. And a handful are important to agriculture. They include tax credits for second-generation biofuel producers, tax incentives for craft breweries, wineries, and distillers, tax credits for alternative fuel and alternative fuel mixtures, and tax credits for alternative fuel vehicle refueling properties. The letter said allowing the tax extenders to lapse at the end of 2020 would undermine the effectiveness, threaten thousands of jobs in the U.S. economy, and cause needless uncertainty for taxpayers at a time when many are coping with severe economic hardships. The tax provisions that will lapse without congressional action have a direct impact on hiring, job retention, and business investments, the groups note, emphasizing the positive impact the extension would have on an economy in serious need of a recovery. The letter says giving taxpayers stable tax rules by providing an uninterrupted extension of expiring tax provisions is a common sense step that Congress can take to help American entrepreneurs and job creators navigate the challenges of these economic times. The 60-plus groups assigned the letter represent diverse business, energy, transportation, as well as community development and agriculture stakeholders that employ millions of workers. And current Delaware Secretary of Agriculture Michael Skuse, former USDA official and being touted as a possible ag secretary, said that one of the first things that should happen is the U.S. should go back and be a part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly talked about the latest plan to spread the vaccine for COVID-19 across the state of Kansas once a vaccine becomes readily available for the general public.
Right now, we're working on that. We did submit a vaccine plan to the CDC, and they approved that. And so we've got folks from KDHE and KDEM and others, you know, gathering now to determine exactly what the rollout will be and where. Even though we've got the plan approved, we still don't have all of the information and data from the federal government yet.
In other news, authorities say an 18-year-old from southwest Kansas has died after he was ejected during a rollover crash on Wednesday. Cake News reports the event happened in Satanta in Haskell County, as the Kansas Highway Patrol reports that Johnny Coates was headed north on County Road FF near US 160 when his Ford Taurus went left to center. His car rotated on all four tires and then rolled an unknown number of times. He was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle where he died at the scene. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade, and we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select discount vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock UTO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebate to dealer. Offer expired November 30th, 2020.
A proposal to transform a hotel near downtown Wichita into housing for the homeless goes before city council next week. A city spokesperson said the owner of the 316 Hotel has agreed to sell the building for $2.6 million. The Wichita Eagle reports that renovations for the studio apartments were estimated to cost another $1.6 million. A mixture of public and private money would pay the bills. Humankind Ministries, which was previously Interfaith Ministries, would own and operate the location. And the number of Kansas counties that require face coverings has risen sharply as few opted out of Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's latest mask mandate. 62 counties have now mask orders in place, with many coming as Kelly's new statewide mask mandate went into effect on Wednesday this week, according to a list compiled by the Kansas Association of Counties. The remaining 43 of the counties have opted out, but most are encouraging or recommending people to wear masks. It's a stark contrast to the response that Governor Kelly received to her first mandate back in July, when the majority of counties opted out. Many are concerned about the rise in hospitalizations across the state due to COVID-19. Mid-America Network News.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The coronavirus pandemic prompting a change in plans for the University of Nebraska's $155 million football training facility project. The Lincoln Journal Star reports the Board of Regents on December 4th will hear a plan to split the project into two phases. Phase 1 calls for completing the new building with a shelled space at the base of a new North Stadium tower. Phase 2 will build out the academic center and training area in the new building and calls for the completion of renovation at the Hawks Championship Center. The Iowa Tribe of Kansas and Nebraska creating the nation's largest tribal national park on a forested bluff overlooking the Missouri River and a historical site of its people. The tribe says the 444-acre park will allow it to tell the story of its people and provide a rustic getaway where people can hike, camp, and birdwatch. I'm Rick Averett with your Nebraska news on the Mid-America Network.
Rusty at Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select discount vehicles with approved credit plus taxing fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock UGO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
As we are now officially in the holiday season, and this time, even when not in the middle of a pandemic, can be stressful. However, we are in a pandemic, and Susan Jordan with Pawnee Mental Health Services said some are having a difficult time adjusting.
It has really changed. I've had several individuals that I've spoken to who were planning large gatherings with family for Thanksgiving and Christmas and other holidays. They have gone from planning a 20 to 30 people gathering to just their immediate family of maybe 5 to 7. It does add to a little bit of the depression, but with the use of Zoom or some other televideo through maybe Facebook Messenger or some other format like that, families are still trying to stay connected, so that's a really positive for technology and the advances we've had. So that's a benefit, but it is definitely difficult and definitely stressful for families right now.
Focusing more on the mental health side of it, are there things that people can kind of do on their own during all this?
Now, it's important to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of ourselves, making sure that we're still having contact with people, whether it be through phone or through Zoom. In person is generally a more positive way, you know, using, of course, the COVID recommendations of social distancing. We still can have the social interaction we need, but utilizing the time to maybe building bonds within your family. So just self-care activities, going for a walk, deep breathing. Anything that's relaxing and calming and soothing is recommended.
People should do it all the time anyway, but you talked about staying healthy. And of course, now the big focus is staying healthy physically, but it's also very important to stay healthy mentally.
This is a perfect time with Thanksgiving and everything as we're approaching these holidays of being grateful and looking at what we have and focusing on the positives in our lives. It's a good time to really reflect on what we do have versus what we don't have. And being able to focus on those positives can help your mental health. It's important for people to stay in a positive mindset. Stay healthy and be present and enjoy the holidays.
At Susan Jordan, she is an outpatient and mental health and substance abuse therapist at Pawnee Mental Health Services here on KNDY.
COVID-related death counts continue to rise, with Marshall County now reporting 9 fatalities, 4 just this week. Washington County has 6 fatalities. Nemahal County has risen to 15 as of Thursday. Active cases in Marshall County did drop to 152 from 195 at the beginning of the week, and hospitalizations went down 2 to 5 people. Washington County has 94 active cases with 4 hospitalized. Nemahal County still has 218 active cases with 12 hospitalizations. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville for Rochelle Loeffler, Alan Loeffler, Elaine Pfeiffer, and Marjorie Nord. Rochelle A. Loeffler, age 60 of home, passed away Friday at her home. Alan Loeffler, age 63 of home, passed away Saturday at Topeka. Elaine F. Pfeiffer, age 71 of Marysville, passed away on Sunday. Marjorie Nord, age 90 of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Again, funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville for Rochelle Loeffler, Alan Loeffler, Elaine Pfeiffer, and Marjorie Nord. Betty Peterson, formerly of Home in Kansas, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Betty Peterson. Del McGattis, age 97, passed away Thursday at the Frankfurt Care Home. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Thelma McGattis.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Looking for furniture, appliances, mattresses, or TVs for your home for the holiday? Your local Ashley Home Store has large selections of name brand furniture, appliances, mattresses, and TVs in stock. They offer free contactless delivery on all items over $299. Order online at ashleyfurniturehomestore.com or brandsource.com, or stop in. Choose from LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and have it delivered to your house before the holidays. Free Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We'll have plenty of sunshine for your Friday forecast. Our highs will be warming into the upper 40s. We'll have winds becoming west. Clear skies for tonight, 28 degrees for your low. Warmer tomorrow, nice day, mid-50s, lots of sunshine, and southwest winds 5 to 10. We'll have clear skies Saturday night as we drop to a low near 30 degrees. Breezy on Sunday, 45 for a high, sunshine, but those winds will be increasing and gusting in the mid-30s. For Sunday night, clear skies, 20 for your low, gusty north winds continuing. Only upper 30s on Monday, much cooler, but we continue to see the sunshine. Tuesday, lots of sunshine, warmer. Highs will be in the mid-40s. We're at 41 degrees on Wednesday with plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Average high temperature late November 49, record high on this date 75. The average low 26 and the record low is 1 below 0. Sunset this evening 5:06, sunrise in the morning 7:24.
Early settlers on the plains had a plentiful renewable energy source that isn't considered much anymore, perhaps for good reason. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 27th, the 332nd day of the year. Musician Jimi Hendrix was born on this day, and in 1582, Shakespeare got a license to marry Anne Hathaway. We've recently been reading about the sod houses built by early settlers on the plains, but the onset of winter got us to wondering, were they hard to keep warm? By many accounts, they were cool in the summer and warm enough in the winter. If you had fuel for the stove, weeds, sunflower stalks, and the occasional stick were burned. But the most plentiful fuel material was manure chips from cattle and buffalo. The sun-dried patties were often stacked 10 feet high outside the home, a truly renewable energy source, 18th century style. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Looking for furniture, appliances, mattresses, or TVs for your home for the holiday? Your local Ashley Home Store has large selections of name brand furniture, appliances, mattresses, and TVs in stock. They offer free contactless delivery on all items over $299. Order online at ashleyfurniturehomestore.com or brandsource.com or stop in. Choose from LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic and have it delivered to your house before the holidays. Free Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Each Thanksgiving, we are likely to remember the pilgrims who landed at Plymouth Rock. But is that rock really the spot they disembarked and eventually celebrated a meal we trace to our holiday? We'll go rock hunting on this edition of the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Malcolm Jameson farms one of the oldest homesteads in the country.
Actually, it was settled in 1619, which was one of the early settlements after Jamestown as they came up the river. We are situated on a hill here overlooking the James River, which was the first road in this country.
About 40 settlers arrived here on a ship called the Margaret. When they landed, they actually began a tradition that we still observe today.
They had explicit orders to hold a celebration of Thanksgiving. The Barclay Company from Barclay Castle in Gloucestershire was concerned about religious discipline, which they thought was lacking in Jamestown. And so they had in the ship's log, it was recorded there by the captain that when they landed, they had had a celebration of Thanksgiving to Almighty God for their safe delivery. And there we have absolutely documented, we have a letter from the Kennedy White House saying that was the first Thanksgiving in the English-speaking world.
That Thanksgiving was less of a feast and more of a thanks to God for a safe journey. It does make it the first Thanksgiving, though, beating out the claim of Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts. But that first colony did not survive for long.
In 1622, they'd been here a little over almost 3 years. There was an uprising by Chief Powhatan's son, Opechancanough, that was the same one that in the history books, remember, almost wiped out Jamestown, but it was what they were warned. And this settlement here and several others up the river were completely destroyed.
Berkeley Plantation was reestablished around 1700 and claims to be the site of the first Thanksgiving. Traveling the countryside in Charles City, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports for your Friday. KU Hoops, Drew Tim scored 25 points. Jalen Suggs had 24 and Corey Kispert added 23 as number one Gonzaga pulled away from number six Kansas for a 102-90 victory. The Bulldogs built a double-digit lead in the first half at Rocket Mortgage Fort Myers tip-off in Florida. Then they saw the Jayhawks tie it twice in the second half before putting them away. The way the teams played each other, it wouldn't be a surprise to see Gonzaga and Kansas meet again late in the NCAA tournament, maybe the Final Four. Other sports scores from Wednesday, it was the K-State Wildcats falling to the Drake Bulldogs by a margin of 80-70 in men's basketball. Today in men's basketball, it's the KU Jayhawks and St. Joseph Hawks. Football tomorrow, K-State and Baylor go at it. And on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm Rick Everett, and that is a look at your Friday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network. Augusta Flight Center in Augusta invites you to get your dream of learning to fly off the ground with private pilot packages from Augusta Flight Center. And if you were flying a lot but haven't flown for a while, check out Augusta Flight Center's Rusty Pilot Program. The trusted flight instructors at AFC will make sure you're safe and ready to go. With the largest selection of rental aircraft in South Central Kansas, tailwheel instruction and discovery flights for only $100 plus tax, check out Augusta Flight Center online at iFlyAugusta.com.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson has tested positive for COVID-19, according to multiple media outlets. Last year's NFL MVP is the biggest star to become infected by the virus. The Baltimore Sun and ESPN both cite unidentified sources in reporting that Jackson was among four more Ravens players to test positive. Linebacker Pernell McPhee was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list Wednesday, joining running backs Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins and defensive tackle Brandon Williams. Baltimore was supposed to play the unbeaten Steelers tonight, but that game will be postponed until Sunday. The latest round of positive tests could jeopardize the game being played this weekend. Former Wichita State player Ron Baker broke his silence concerning the departure of former coach Greg Marshall. Baker said he didn't actually see Marshall hit a player at practice in the fall of 2015, but believed the players who said they saw it happen. Baker said he felt Marshall could have saved his job at Wichita State had he been upfront about the allegations and apologized. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas basketball Friday with St. Joseph. 1 o'clock tip-off on FM 95.5. Kansas State versus Colorado. 6:30 pregame on AM 1570, FM 94.1. State championship football Saturday in 8-man Division II. It's a battle of two undefeated teams from northeast and northwest Kansas. Hanover faces St. Francis. Hanover Wildcat coach Matt Hoyer.
They're an extremely physical run team. They want to run first, and really they want to run second, third, fourth, and fifth, too. So, you know, if we're able to get them against the chains in some situations and maybe get them out of their comfort zone, I feel like that might be important. But I feel like it's going to be extremely important that we don't give them extra opportunities and we take advantage of every opportunity that we are given. And so I think that execution and physical play at the point of attack is going to be extremely important for us. As long as we do those things, I think we'll definitely be right there at the end and think our kids look forward to the challenge.
Matt Hoyer talks about how his team has worked hard all season long.
You know, I think making a trip to state is always motivation enough, but I will say that I thought that our kids did a good job of buying into the thought of needing to work hard in order to get to this point. So I feel like these kids have really put in the time and the effort in order to get back. Proud for the way that they have kept their focus throughout all of the different COVID issues or whatever throughout the course of the season.
Matt Hoyer will be our guest on the pregame show with live coverage from Newton, Kansas, Saturday. We'll be on the air at 10:40, kickoff at 11, live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app.
Stupid, ugly, out of date. If I can't find something nice to wear, I'm not going.
Come meet the Grinch and find something nice to wear Friday at Fashion Direct Valley Vet. Clothing, jeans, shoes, boots, accessories, and even toys are all 15% off Friday and Saturday. Meet the Grinch from 2 to 4 on Friday. Don't miss these big savings only on Friday and Saturday at Fashion Direct Valley Vet in Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
Burn some calories and put pent up energy to work creating some leaf art. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Go for a walk and collect some leaves. Look for a variety of shapes and sizes that you can use to create fun projects and artwork to enjoy or give as gifts. I found lots of great ideas and inspiration at KitchenTableClassroom.com. The creator is a mom and art teacher. The project I tried and plan to do with my grandkids was the leaf rubbing crayon resist leaf art for any season. You'll only need plain lightweight white paper, a white crayon, and either old-fashioned dry cake or liquid watercolors. Place leaves under the paper, peel the wrapper off the crayon, and use the side of your white crayon to make a leaf rubbing on the top of the paper. Then break out the paints to reveal the leaf rubbings using one or multiple colors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
KNDY.
Contact Inline Construction of Marysville for a new farm or commercial building. Inline can help plan and design a structure to fit all your needs. Total packages available, including concrete. Call the guys today, 562-5525. Inline Construction, providing quality work at reasonable prices.
You've cut down a tree, and what about that ugly stump? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Instead of going to all the work to remove it, make it a creative addition to your landscape as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
There's an old tree stump in my yard that we've never removed. I decided if it's going to stay there, it might as well look nice. So I planted some perennials around it. The flowers grow tall, hide the stump, and add some beauty to that area. Extension forester Charles Barden at Kansas State University says there are many creative ways to put a tree stump to good use.
If it's a good-sized tree, say 18, 20 inches in diameter, you could cut a seat into the base of it and actually have a seat with a back. You need to leave with a 4-foot-high stump, but then a person who's fairly skilled with a chainsaw, it's quite easy to make a straight cut down and then across, and you basically have a little chair made out of the stump with the back being the back side of the trunk.
Fill a hollow stump with birdseed or with soil to use as a planter. If the stump is solid, put vines and other trailing plants in a container so they grow out and create a mound of color on top of it. Leave the stump a little taller, such as 6 to 10 feet high, and you could create a work of art. Barden says hire a professional chainsaw carver to make a sculpture.
Carve a bear or a sign or some kind of almost like a totem pole in their yard, and then makes a sculpture with no further treatment. Depending on the species of the tree, that carving will last for a fair period of time, 5 to 10 years. If it's a oak that's fairly rot resistant, wouldn't recommend doing that with a cottonwood or a sycamore or trees that are not very decay resistant.
To make it last a really long time, Barden says you'll have to sever the stump, take it completely off, and put a plate of steel between the two pieces. This will stop the roots from feeding moisture to the stump. Don't coat your creation with varnish. It'll seal in the moisture. Find more tips on being creative with a tree stump at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
One Thanksgiving tradition I really love, it's when everyone at the table shares what they're grateful for. When we do this as a family, I'm always amazed at how simple our gratitudes are.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Some say they're thankful to God for this wonderful meal. And for another person, it was simply being alive. For someone else, it's friends and family. You know, being grateful is really a state of mind and heart. As the Bible says, be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. So it's not just when you have a lot or when you get what you want. God wants you to be grateful at all times for everything He has lovingly provided. In a year like the one we've had, it can be tough to feel like giving thanks, but there is always something to be grateful for. So thank God no matter what, every day of the year, including Thanksgiving.
Black farmers operating collectives demonstrate that there truly is strength in numbers. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
On Wednesday, December 9th, you have an opportunity to enjoy a great country music concert and to contribute to a service that'll benefit American farmers. John Deere is teaming up with Farm Rescue to present The Farm Must Go On, a live streaming concert event on YouTube featuring performers like Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. Get details anytime at thefarmmustgoon.com. If you think of a company's stockholders as owners of the company, that's one way of describing a collective farm. Chris Newman is with Sylvanaqua Farms, a collective in Montrose, Virginia.
The only way to have that model where, quote unquote, ownership of land or control of land is distributed among a large group of community stakeholders with a common purpose and a common reason for wanting to be on that land in the first place. I think collectives are the only real way to do it.
Newman says collectives offer stable access to land and can often include shared services, ag processing facilities, and the ability for individual farmers to operate at a scale that fits them best. Not everyone's a fan, though, he admits.
You see how hard a time politicians have with the idea of collectivism being a solution to agriculture. All of the language in the Green New Deal revolved around this idea, again, of the small nuclear family farm. It does not get into the idea of team farming. It doesn't get into partnerships. It doesn't get into collective ownership and creating large functional food sheds. It does very little to speak to the broader environment that's necessary for any kind of farm to succeed.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Help your feedlot cattle finish strong. New Lactopro NXT from MS Biotech, given at terminal processing, helps cattle manage the stress of a trip through the chute. Lactopro NXT contains the patented rumen bacteria Mega E to help regulate pH and improve rumen health. Learn about the benefits of Lactopro NXT at msbiotech.com.
Hello and good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. and fresh off the Thanksgiving Day holiday and fridges being stuffed with leftovers, the Environmental Protection Agency wants consumers to consider the environment when it comes to food waste. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler says more than 70 billion pounds of food waste reach United States landfills every year, contributing to methane emissions and wasting food supply chain resources. Wheeler says we must do all our own part to help people and the environment by preparing and eating only what we need, cutting down our food waste, and sharing or donating what we can to feed others. The Environment and Protection Agency estimates that more food reaches landfills than any other material in everyday trash, constituting 24% of municipal solid waste. Reducing food waste and redirecting excess food to those people, animals, or energy production provide immediate benefits to public health and the environment. Those benefits include reducing methane emissions from landfills, saving money through thoughtful planning, shopping and storage, and supporting your community by donating untouched food that would have otherwise gone to waste. Now, in other news, the last time we spoke with United States Department of Agriculture Chief Economist Rob Johansson, he gave us some new data about the new export forecast for corn in 2021 fiscal year.
Corn exports are up $4.2 billion from our August forecast to $13.2 billion. We are seeing reduced competition globally. Ukraine in particular has seen significant drought erode its crop.
Once again, with the latest export forecast for corn in the fiscal year 2021, we spoke with USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Smack, Mid-America Ag Network News.
This month, One Friday is just not going to cut it. Midwest Kia's Black Friday savings are available all month long, with every Friday being a doorbuster day. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, every new Kia in stock is priced with our biggest Black Friday savings right now. Get up to $4,600 off MSRP in dealer discounts and holiday and Kia bonus cash. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on all new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is not stopping there. Every Friday this month is a doorbuster day. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia's biggest Black Friday savings are available all month long. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 financed. Example 2021 Sportage. Stock number K8745. Expires November.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Sentinel, the industry-leading liquid row monitor from Surefire Ag, eliminates costly mistakes that could subtract revenue from your bottom line. Sentinel utilizes your existing in-cab display to provide instant notification of flow variances and row blockages. Left undetected, these errors leave ugly yellow rows and fewer bushels in the bin. And unlike competing products, Sentinel uses EMAG flow meters with zero moving parts, creating reliability that is second to none. Sentinel is the smart choice that pays for itself. Learn more at SurefireAg.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Agricultural economists at the University of Illinois have been looking through historical crop insurance data. Correspondent Todd Gleason with more.
The data shows from 1989 on, farmers in the state, for that matter across the nation, overwhelmingly chose to use crop insurance as a risk management tool, says Illinois Extension agricultural economist Gary Schnicki.
Crop insurance is extensively used. It's used on over 85% of the acres for corn and soybeans in Illinois. That which is planted is insured. And the single most popular crop insurance product is RP.
RP stands for Revenue Protection, and it's just one in a series of federal government-backed crop insurance choices farmers can make.
What they like about RP is probably two things. The guarantee price increase associated with RP, and they prefer farm level coverage to any sort of county level products.
Schnitke says it will be interesting to see if farmers choose to include any of the new add-on crop insurance products that are coming in 2021. As to making RP the crop insurance products of choice, well, the ag economist says he thinks that's the right move.
That's a good decision. RP is a very good product. It provides excellent protection, and migrating to that makes perfect sense.
Corn and soybean farmers will make the 2021 growing season crop insurance choices in March. This year, that choice will include the Enhanced Coverage Option, or ECO. It works like SEO, but is not subject to the ARC PLC decision. I'm Todd Gleason.
You can find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Heat, drought, wind, hail, northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot. If your corn is under stress, you are too. Get Veltima fungicide, swift activity, with fast payback, an expanded application window. Makes life simple, and it's the secure choice. With powerful residual for visibly healthier corn. Swift, simple, secure. Veltima fungicide. Call your BASF rep today. Always read and follow label directions. Veltima fungicide is not registered in all states.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about yesterday's holiday, Thanksgiving Day. After this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Other countries maybe celebrate different days of the year to give thanks for the bounty of goods that we get. And that was yesterday, Thanksgiving Day here in America. But let me take this follow-up day and Thanksgiving of 2020. That's one thing that we did not cancel. It's one thing that we celebrated, certainly in different ways. But the day of giving thanks for everything that we enjoy in this country did not go unnoticed, despite the fact that we had to give thanks differently and celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday differently than we have in prior years. But let me remind you once again that we, every day of the year, should give thanks to ranchers and farmers and produce growers and the specialty crops growers for what they do for our well-being and for our economy and for the fact that we don't have to walk into a supermarket with empty shelves because, as I've said throughout this pandemic period since March and since people began hoarding products, including toilet paper, but also food, and we did see a disruption in the provision of some meat products because of the COVID-19 impact on the processing plants across America, we still give thanks to the people who do what they do. I came to Chicago in 1960 to go to work at WGN Radio. And coming from a farm in Wisconsin and a smaller town in Wisconsin, I quickly learned that maybe I was spending too much time talking about how farmers get up earlier and work later and do what they do the year round despite government and weather and market activity. But farmers and their families continue to do what they do to put food on the shelves of supermarkets here in the United States. So I don't want to stop mentioning that every day of the year, and particularly on Thanksgiving Day. And so as consumers, you shouldn't stop saying thank you to farmers and ranchers and food producers every day of the year. They make life much more comfortable for us, and they do it the hard way with the weather and all of the other challenges that they have. So, food producers, thank you, and happy holidays. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
The future of America's corn industry is in the hands of the next generation of corn farmers. The National Corn Growers Association's New Leader Program is a leadership development program for young farmers and farm couples who want to learn more about their industry. You'll identify your own leadership style, learn about advocacy, policy, and communicating with consumers, skills that will be beneficial both on and off the farm. Participants also attend Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led trade show. Register online by April 27th at ncga.com.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY.
A lot has happened to us as a country this year, but it doesn't seem to have a negative effect on farmland values. In fact, they might be going up on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Depressed commodity prices, trade conflicts, weird weather, and the pandemic have all made some wonder what's happening to farmland prices this year. Bruce Sherrick is a professor and director of the TIAA Center for Farmland Research at the University of Illinois. He says every year the USDA does a survey and presents what they believe are the average farmland values for each state.
This is influenced by a lot of things, but the summary that's really critical is that the average across the entire U.S. didn't change from a year ago. It simply doesn't seem like after all the other things we've gone through in the past year that that would have been the outcome. You also see that the Midwest and the corn, soybean, wheat producing areas are a little higher, and then California, of course, which has very diverse, incredibly high valued agriculture, big share of the country's production.
He says the normal fourth quarter, first quarter land transaction patterns appear to be stronger this year, which could lead to higher land values.
You know, farmland tends to trade after harvest, before planting. And that's been fairly muted for the last few years. Land markets have been pretty slow to turn over. And this year, things are happening that you wouldn't have expected to happen. So the deals are coming from different locations by different sellers and different buyers. They're starting to speed up in a lot of areas, and we're just seeing what I would call atypical transactions beginning to emerge.
Lower interest rates are creating a buzz, allowing the purchase of more land for the money. And he says about 70% of the available farmland in the U.S. is bought by other farmers.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the Land Value Report at agriculture.com.
At Channel, we're saying no to excess noise and focusing on what you really need. Customized recommendations and expert advice from people you can count on. Because when you turn down all the extra noise, you can hear yourself succeed. This moment of clarity is brought to you by Channel. Discover how a Channel seedsman can help drive performance in your fields. Visit channel.com/results.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your closing market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And on the shortened day, we see lower figures in the livestock, higher in the grains. Of course, we do have Brett Krutz here from Schwedemann Incorporated to give us all those details. Good afternoon, Brett.
Good afternoon. Well, some pressure in the livestock with the December live cattle down 75 at 110.62, February down 92 at 113.25, and the feeder cattle January down 35 at 139.82, March down 27 at 139 even. In the hog market, the December contract down 30 at 65.87, June down 25 at 80.92. Over in the grain markets, pretty solid gains there. December Kansas City wheat up 17 and three quarters at 561 and a half. March up 14 and three quarters at 565 and a quarter. In Chicago, the December wheat up 8 and a quarter at 596 and a half. March up 9 and a half at 606. December corn up 5 and a half at 425 and a half. March up 6 and a quarter at 433 and three quarters. January soybeans up 7 and three quarters at 1191 and three quarters. March up 7 at 1192 and three quarters. And then December oats up 2 and three quarters at 288 and a half. March cotton up 106 at 73.42. January crude oil down 24 cents at 45.47. January natural gas down 11 cents at 285. December gold down 21.50 at 17.84 even. December silver down 71 cents at 22.65. The December dollar index down 14 points at 91.83. And the December Dow Jones futures up 63 points at 29,891. And for information on these and the other markets, please call us at Schwedemann Incorporated, 1-800-272-9131.
This month, One Friday is just not going to cut it. Midwest Kia's Black Friday savings are available all month long, with every Friday being a doorbuster day. During the Kia Command the Season sales events, every new Kia in stock is priced with our biggest Black Friday savings right now. Get up to $4,600 off MSRP in dealer discounts and holiday and Kia bonus cash. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on all new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is not stopping there. Every Friday this month is a doorbuster day. During the Kia Command the Season sales events, Midwest Kia's biggest Black Friday savings are available all month long. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved good plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 KMF with 1333 for 1,000 financed. Example, 2021 Sportage. Stock number K8745.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.